Okay, great. Thanks, Julian. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. We have three separate meetings, so we will go in the order of BOE, CRA, and then regular commission. So we will start with BOE called to order at 2:04. First order of business is to approve the minutes from the February 18th meeting.
I'll motion to approve.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. Number two, approve the assessor review process report.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, number three, approve BOE hearing process report.
No question.
If that motion was made, I didn't hear it.
No, Bert coming up.
No, I was just coming up.
So okay.
You don't need to wait on me.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Great. Number four, approve or deny petitions to BOE for appeal of property valuation after the filing deadline.
Any on this, Bert?
I'm trying to look. I think there's actually supposed to be five on there.
I show five.
Yeah, and the list I've got only shows me two. I must have printed off the wrong one. Summary of late petitions. Just so I've got the right correct one. Do you guys have number one is
0204?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, appeal number 954.
Yes.
Okay. Do you show the full list 954 through 958 on your side?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just happened to print off the wrong version. That's fine. As far as recommendations, you can see what we've recommended. The only one that I would let the assessor's office, that I would have the assessor's office provide any additional information would be on number two, because that is a factual error. So the assessor's office has to agree that there's a factual error that exists. Number four, they stated their reason for filing late was factual error, but provided no information that was factual. I couldn't find anything in the information provided that fell into one of the other categories to approve. So, anyways.
Mark Carter, the assessor's office. Item number two, parcel 51-716-0001. That it did indeed have factual errors on it. We're going to correct that, but we do recommend that it be accepted or approved.
Okay, sounds like we're okay with how the summary is written.
Okay.
Motion to approve the petition as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. Number five, approve or deny 2026 annual statements for continued property tax exemption for organizations listed.
Gina Case with the auditor's office. So we've reviewed these continuing applications. We found that they still meet the requirements for exemption, so we do recommend approval.
Okay, easy enough.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. Number six, approve or deny findings of the hearing officer for appeals related to 501c3 property tax exemption.
And I would just like to remind the board, of course, that with both this item and the next item, the board is at their discretion to accept the hearing officer recommendation or reject it like, for example, if he recommends this grant an application, you can move to deny the application. So that's within the board's purview.
Okay, really, looks like 1 through 6 was approved and 7 was denied.
Yeah, which is, you know, the old Payson Theater, right?
Which, if I recall, we had issues with last year.
Seem to recall that same thing. So, but I've not had any conversations. I spoke with Mayor Wright yesterday. He didn't bring anything up, but I think this is also private. that they partnership together. What would be the process for them? They would have received paperwork. They've done this.
Yeah, they've done this.
To get a candidate.
Yeah, and there was a robust conversation between between the auditor's office at the hearing with the hearing officer. So, I mean, obviously the hearing officer is giving you his recommendation that the application be denied for renewal and basically essentially revoking the exemption starting this year.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gardner, any comments on the list?
And to point out, Hewish does have the ability to appeal this decision to the State Tax Commission, obviously.
Okay, seeing no comments, we'll take a motion.
Motion to approve. Did we lose her?
Can you hear us, Commissioner Gardner? No. Okay, I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and then number 7, approve or deny for urban farming. And this one looks like all denies except number 7 is approved. Any extra comments, Bert?
No, just the same reminder that the board is at within their authority to either grant an appeal or deny an appeal, either setting aside the officer's recommendation or accepting the hearing officer's recommendation as stated. So,
and a lot of these, you know, the same issue we had. So we are now letting folks know about urban farming and other alternatives.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. We're sending and I've included the language that was requested by the board that states that they can apply for a deferral of rollback taxes and direct them where to find that application. I'm going to be working also with the attorney's office to design a better, more specific application for this to address these, because this is kind of a unique circumstance. So.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. Motion to approve.
Okay, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. We'll take one more motion for BOE.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and hold tight while we move to CRA.